When your appetite is low or you're not feeling that motivated, getting creative in the kitchen can be a hard ask. But if you've got a list of dishes that are super simple and really fast to make, it really takes the hassle out of cooking. Celebrity chef Anna Gare has a pretty flat-out schedule, and despite loving cooking, even she gets home tired and can't be bothered knocking something fancy up sometimes. Anna, you obviously cook a lot. What are your favourite quick and easy meals for those times?
Do you know, there's nothing I love more than just a beautiful, nice big piece of sourdough, toasted, and then topped with some tinned sardines. You know, they're really good for you, high in omega-3s. You just put sardines on toast, maybe a few thin slices of tomato, squeeze a lemon, a little bit of parsley. I don't reckon you can beat that either. That's just so yummy. Sometimes I feel like good old-fashioned comforting food, and I just cook myself some nice chops with some good old mashed potatoes, peas, a few lashings of butter. I mean, that's all really good for you and really easy. Chicken. Like, get a beautiful chicken fillet. Just pop a few herbs out of the garden, a few slices of lemon on a tray. Pop the chicken on top, cover it with foil, pop it in the oven for 20 minutes, and it comes out all beautifully steamed and poached. Just that sliced over some lettuce with some tomato. It's just really yummy and clean and easy.
What about scrambled eggs? Are you an egg fan?
Yeah, I love scrambled eggs. Actually, one thing I make for everyone in the family, upon request, usually, is toad in the hole. You know, where you get a beautiful big piece of bread, cut a hole in the centre, you butter it, pop it straight into the fry pan, and then crack the egg in the middle. Fry it, turn it over.
That's a little home comfort, isn't it?
It is. It's definitely a home comfort. I'm a big fan of poached eggs. I have a poached egg every second day. I sort of alternate between sort of cereals and eggs. And then I always chop up cucumber, tomato and avocado.
Oh.
Put that on top with a little bit of chilli sauce if I'm feeling like a lift.
Okay, so you cook them, put them on the plate and then you shower them with those sorts
Yeah.
of...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, yum.
Yeah, all healthy, all good stuff.
And very easy to do.
Really easy to do.
By the end of the day, I guess, after you've been cooking up the amazing things that you create, what do you do at home? Can you keep up that level of finesse?
Do you know, sometimes you just feel like something really simple. You've been cooking this fancy food all day, and I often just want to come home and cleanse myself with rice. But, you know, the whole family aren't going to eat rice. So one of my favourite good old standards is chuck heaps of water in the pot, bring it to the boil, throw in the rice. 5 minutes later, I throw in carrots, beans, you know, any kind of veggies that I've got in the fridge, corn, and towards the very end I throw in the peas. Strain it all, pop it into a big bowl, toss it with some grated cheese and butter. It's really delicious. It's simple. It's no meat in there, but sometimes you just feel like fairly bland but healthy, you know.
Yeah, it's a great little comforter like some of those other dishes. It makes you feel good at the end of the day. It's good for you and it's easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you're looking for more ideas of quick and simple meals, how about this? You could make baked beans on toast with grated cheese, warm up a can of creamy soup and have it with buttered toast, cook pasta with cheese or a ready-made sauce, toast crumpets or muffins and put cheese on top. You could make a sandwich, perhaps with salmon, tuna or egg and salad, and serve it with a glass of high-protein milk. Another way of making sure you still eat well when you don't feel like cooking is to freeze a bunch of casseroles, soups and desserts in individual portions. Then you can heat them later. Now, we need to remind you that these are only general tips. You may have specific dietary needs, and some of these recommendations may not be right for you. You should speak to a dietitian for specific dietary advice. We look at weight gain later in the CD. Listen to tracks 17 and 18 if you want more information on that.